This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 6 shopping days till Christmas, gang, so you had best get a move on. And should you still be in the market for a tree, a real one, of course, come on, get ready to pay a little bit more this year than last, $68, about a 7% bump from 2017. But with some timing and some market research, you can still get a deal. From the Marketplace Hub at WCPN IdeaStream in Cleveland, Ohio, Adrian Ma goes tree shopping.
In a big parking lot just off the freeway, Kim Londrico is leading me through rows and rows of trees.
The nicest of the trees is the Fraser fir.
Okay.
There are also other firs. There's Douglas fir, concolor fir, Canaan fir.
She's owner of Londrico's Christmas Trees, a wholesale and retail operation. And she's been in the business over 3 decades, so she is pretty good at selling trees.
When you're outside, these trees look small. But when you get them in the house, they're not as small as they look.
But I'm here to get a deal. So before I came, I consulted some experts, like Sarah Vera.
I love Christmas trees.
She's a data scientist at Square, and she's analyzed sales from over 1,000 tree merchants from around the country. Vera says if you want a bargain, first consider your timing.
We see every single year, very predictably, the first weekend in December is the blockbuster weekend to buy a Christmas tree.
Prices peak just after Thanksgiving and drop the closer you get to the 25th. So the longer you wait, the more you save. But be careful. Wait too long and your choices will be limited.
Correct. So you might end up with a Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Okay, don't buy too early or too late. Check. Now, there are websites that'll sell you a tree online. But then you couldn't use money-saving tip number 2. Negotiate. John Paul Stevens teaches negotiation at Case Western Reserve University. He says the important thing is to go in knowing exactly what you want.
You know, the height of the tree, the width of the tree, how scraggly it is versus how full it is.
No problem. Back at Londrico's.
I think what I want is like something that's about 6 or 7 feet. Okay. I hear Fraser firs are kind of the hot thing this year.
Fraser fir is the Lincoln of the trees.
The Lincoln of the trees,
the nicest of the trees.
You think of it as a conversation that you're about to have, and it's like, okay, I'm just here to learn about what's important to you.
In other words, Steven says, try to think of negotiating as a collaboration, not a competition.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Is there any flexibility on the price?
Yes.
How does 20 sound?
For a $29 tree?
Yeah.
No. I wouldn't do 20. I would do 28.
I don't know. I feel like 28.
We go back and forth a bit until...
Why don't we meet in the middle and go 25?
25?
Okay.
All right. So I saved myself $4. And that's in a year when it's kind of a seller's market. Londrico figures she's going to sell out about 8,000 trees, even though she's raised prices about 25% this year. Supply is tight, and she's noticed less competition.
That's why all these little people that are normally on the corners aren't on the corners this year because they couldn't get any trees.
But one person's shortage is another's opportunity. Tim O'Connor is with the National Christmas Tree Association. He says growers have been waiting for over a decade for a market like this.
If you go back to the late 90s and the early 2000s, growers had produced way too many Christmas trees.
That oversupply, along with the Great Recession, took a huge toll on growers. But now the economy's up, and growers are finally reaping a profit from folks like me.
And then one of the guys will take it to your car, load it up for you.
I got my tree. Maybe it's not the deal of the century, but at least I got to see the merchandise in person. I even got to smell it. Try doing that online. In Cleveland, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.